Good Monday. Today is July the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, back on Friday, USDA released its WASDE report, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, and not a lot of big changes, but we will take a look at those numbers and what they may mean, especially as we look at the end of the year, the carryouts, and market prices. We'll be back with that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the USDA back on Friday slightly lowered corn production in line with pre-report estimates and boosted old crop corn exports to a record level. Now, old crop corn exports were increased 100 million bushels to 2.75 billion bushels. The 2025-26 production was lowered by 115 million bushels, that to 15.7 billion bushels. Now, USDA released its July crop production and world ag supply and demand estimates back on Friday at noon. Friday's USDA domestic estimates were bullish for corn, slightly bearish for soybeans, and neutral for wheat, that according to DTN's lead analyst Rhett Montgomery. World ending stocks estimates from the USDA were neutral to slightly bullish for corn, neutral to slightly bearish for soybeans, and moderately bullish for wheat, he said. Now, digging more specifically into each commodity, USDA forecast the 2025-26 corn crop at 15.705 billion bushels. Again, that down 115 million bushels based on a yield forecast of 181 bushels to the acre. Planted acres were lowered 100,000 acres to 95.2 million acres across the country. That matches the June 30th crop report. And harvested acres are projected at 86.8 million. That is down 600,000 from in June. Now, USDA lowered the beginning stocks for the new crop 25 million bushels, that to 1.34 billion bushels. On the demand side, the forecast for the 2025-26 projects total feed and residual use at 5.85 billion bushels, down 50 million bushels from last month. Ethanol use is pegged at 5.5 billion bushels, therefore total domestic use forecast at 12.735 billion bushels, again down 50 million bushels. Corn exports for the new crop are projected at 2.675 billion bushels, that the same as it was back in June, and ending stocks for the 25-26 crop projected at 1.66 billion, down 90 million bushels from June. That farm gate price for 25-26 is projected to be $4.20 a bushel, that again the same as it was a month ago. And with old crop domestic corn ending stocks for the 24-25 crop being projected at 1.34 billion bushels, U.S. exports for 24-25 are pegged at 2.75 billion bushels, that up 100 million bushels from June. And if that holds, the export numbers would be a record beating the 2020-21 crop year. Farm gate price for 24-25 was lowered 5 cents to $4.30 a bushel. Globally, USDA projects beginning stocks for the 2025-26 crop at 285.18 million metric tons, and that is up slightly from last month. Production is forecast at 1,263.66 million metric tons, that down 2.32 from June. And exports globally are projected at 195.81 million metric tons, down slightly from last month, putting the projected global ending stocks for 25-26's crop at 272.08 million metric tons, down 3.16 from June. Now, globally for the 24-25 crop, Brazil's production was increased 2 million metric tons to 132 million metric tons, while exports were held pat at 43 million metric tons. Argentina's production was maintained at 50 million metric tons, with exports at 34.5. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Picking up where we left off talking about last week's WASDE report release from USDA. Looking now at soybeans, the USDA integrated its 83.4 million acre soybean planting estimate into its supply and demand forecast, resulting in a 5 million bushel decline in production to 4.335 million bushels. The yield was left unchanged at 52.5 bushels to the acre. Now, the forecast for the 25-26 soybean ending stocks were increased by 15 million bushel, that to 310 million bushel. that within the range of pre-report expectations. Now, along with lower production, USDA increased crush forecast by 50 million bushels to 2.54 million, while cutting ending exports by 70 million bushels. Total use declined by 4.395 million bushels, and the national average farm gate price, that was dropped 15 cents to $10.10 a bushel. Now, for old crop 24-25 season beans, USDA left the ending stocks unchanged at 350 million bushel, but adjusted the usage. It increased exports by 15 million bushel to 1.865 million and cut the residual from 45 million bushel down to 27 million bushel. It increased the national average farm gate price by a nickel to $10 a bushel. Globally, the USDA sees higher ending stocks for the 25-26 year to 126.07 million metric tons, that up 0.7 million metric tons from a month ago, and the USDA sees higher beginning stocks, production, and crush than last month, while forecasting a decline in exports. Now, production in Brazil and Argentina were left unchanged at 175 million metric tons and 48.5 respectively, and although USDA revised exports from Argentina higher by a half million metric ton, that to 5 million metric tons total, China is forecast to import 112 million metric tons of soybeans, and that's up 108 million from the 24-25 year. USDA did leave Brazil and Argentina's production for the 24-25 season unchanged at 169 million metric tons and 49 respectively. In wheat, the USDA increased its estimate of all the 2025-26 wheat production to 1.929 billion bushels, that up from 1.921 billion bushels in June. USDA estimates of ending stocks at 890 million bushels were down from the 898 million bushels in June, and ending stocks for old crop wheat increased to 851 million bushels from June's estimate of 841 million. Total use in new crop wheat estimates are at 2.009 billion bushel, that up from 1.984 billion in June, while exports increased to 850 million bushels from the 825 last month. And wheat farm gate prices were unchanged from the $5.40 back in June. Now, winter wheat production is forecast at 1.35 billion bushels, down 3% from June 1st forecast, and down less than 1% from 2024. As of July 1st, the United States yield is forecast to be 54.2 bushels to the acre, that up a half a bushel from last month, and up 2.5 bushels from last year's average of 51.7. If realized, the United States yield would be the second highest behind what it was in 2016. Globally, the USDA estimates wheat production at 808.55 million metric tons in July. That a decrease from the 808.59 back in June. The USDA estimates production in the European Union at 137.25 million metric ton, an increase from the 136.55 million metric ton. Russian production was pegged at 85.5 million metric ton, that an increase from 83 million metric ton last month, and the Chinese production was left unchanged at 142 million metric ton. USDA does estimate wheat world ending stocks at 261.52 million metric ton, that down from the 262.76 back in June. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.